The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
The beginning of the seventh part of the Torah written of Nitzavim, which is the fourth part of the Torah reading when Nitzavim and Vayedechar are read together on the same Shabbat as in most years. So it begins very much like the very beginning of the fourth Torah reading of Deuteronomy of Dvarim, which is Parashat Re'eh, with the word Re'eh, see. And also see something that I have given to you, and see something which has two poles, a positive pole and a negative pole. In this case, it begins with the verse, see, I have given to you today life and good, and death and evil. And then it goes on to describe what is meant by life and good, which is keeping the Torah, and the good that comes with keeping the Torah, and the opposite of which is mavet and death and evil. And then a few verses later, it continues to come to the essential point, which is, I testify before you today, or I make testify before you today the heavens and the earth. Life and death I have given before you. Achayim v'hamavet natate lefanecha. Blessing and curse. Habracha v'aklala. And now it reaches the real essential point, which is maybe the most essential phrase in the whole Torah. Uvacharta b'chayim, you shall choose life. In order that you live, you and your seed and all generations to come. So here we find in this week, which is this is the portion of the Torah that is always read as a preparation for the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Before the new year, we always read this. And before entering the new year and completing the tshuva of the month of Elul and preparing ourselves for the even higher and greater level of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so this is the most essential statement that God tells us, you shall choose life. That is in essence the whole Torah, because all of the Torah is life, but it depends upon our own free choice, and if the human being possesses free choice, and actually if there's any question about whether we do indeed deep down possess free choice, so the answer to that question is here in this very verse, that if God in our Torah, which is the absolute truth, says and you should choose life, that obviously means that it's up to us to choose life, that we have the power to either choose life or the opposite of life. So now if we return, we see that the beginning of this phrase just says that I have see, first of all, it begins seeing, so it has to do with the eyes, as we explained several weeks ago in Parashat Re'eh. There, the word Re'eh was the very, very first word of the whole Torah reading. Here is the first word of this section that we're beginning now. So it says, see, I have given before you today life and goodness, and then the opposite, death and evil. It doesn't mention in this first verse blessing and curse. Blessing and curse was actually the pair that was mentioned previously in Parashat Re'eh, in the portion of Re'eh, that see, I'm giving you today blessing and curse. Then it went on to describe that the blessing is on the mountain of Rizim and the curse is on the mountain of Eval. And there, at that point in Re'eh, it didn't mention at all life and goodness versus death and evil. So here it begins with the life and goodness versus death and evil, not mentioning the blessing and the curse that was already referred to. But then when it comes to the culmination, it says, behold, I am making testify the heavens and the earth that life and death, it doesn't say now goodness and evil. It says now just life and death I have given before you. And now it says in addition to life and death, blessing and curse. And then it says, it summarizes the whole thing, uvachata b'chaim, and you shall choose life. You know that you shall live, you and your seed, forever. The verse that actually follows that is that living means to love, la'avat Hashem Elokecha, that you live in a state of loving God and listening to His voice and clinging to Him, for He is your life and He is the length of your days, to dwell on the earth, the goodly earth that God has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, to Jacob, latet lahem. And that is the end of the of Parashat Nitzavim. Right, so we see that first we have seeing life and good versus death and evil. Then we have God having the heavens and the earth testify to the fact that life and death I have given to you, as well as blessing and curse. And then it all boils down to choosing life. And when it says choosing life, so that we understand now that life, as was stated at the beginning of this very portion, includes goodness. And now, as I said at the very end, just the words before choosing life, that it also includes blessing. Meaning that both blessing and goodness are included within life. And that's why at the end it just says choose life. So we began with two pairs, and previously in the Torah there was the third pair, and now we have at the end also all three related once more, and then it boils down just to choosing life itself. So we have to try to understand these three pairs and why ultimately the three pairs are life, are all life. Even though the Torah began with the pair of blessing and curse. Okay, so the way that we'll understand this is by first meditating on the initial letters of these three. There are three pairs. Each pair has a positive side to it and a negative side, the corresponding negative side. As we explained in Parashat Re'eh, sometimes the negative side comes to put the positive side into proper proportion and to give it balance and equilibrium. Nonetheless, we strive to manifest and to realize the positive side. And we're told and we're given the power when God tells us choose life. Not only is He telling us that it's worthwhile for us to choose life, but He's also giving us the power to overcome all of the evil inclinations to choose the opposite of life and all of those forces that are pulling us away from choosing life, and giving us the divine aid and assistance from on high to be able to choose life throughout our lives, to love God and so forth, as the verse continues. So we have three pairs. Each pair has its positive and negative side to it. The three positive sides are blessing and life and good. That's the order that the Torah says, because first was blessing in Parashat Re, and here, now we're added to that, seeing life and good. The initial letters of those three positive sides, when slightly rearranged, spell the word betach. It's putting the tet of good before the chet of chayim. Betach means sure, from like bitachon, which is security, which is also confidence, trust in God, which is the fullest manifestation of our faith in God, is our bitachon in God. So it's very significant, it's taught that these three positive sides are betach. Now at the very end of the Torah, one of the last words that Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, speaks, he says a phrase, betach badad en Yaakov. Sure alone is the eye of Jacob. Now, the allusion that we're taught in Kabbalah Chassidut to that phrase is that the eye of Jacob is what our eyes are meant to focus upon. In order to choose, if we focus our eyes on something, then the eyesight itself, as Baruch explained, is the medium and the conduit to receive the power from on high to choose and to actualize, to realize that thing, that object of the focus of our eyesight. So it says here, Betach Badad En Yaakov, that's the phrase. Betach, which is sure, Badad is alone, En Yaakov, the eye of Jacob. So what is the illusion? That our eyes should only, the word alone is like only, that our eyes should only focus on Betach, on sure. That Betach, that itself is an acronym for these three positive sides. That the bet of betach is bracha, and the tov betach is tov. Bracha is blessing, and tov is good. And the chet of betach is chayim, which is life. And those are the only thing that our eyes should focus on. Now, there's greater, deeper allusion to this very truth, that when we calculate all three words together, the full value of the words, the word bracha, blessing, is 227, and the word tov, good, is 17, and chayim, life, is 68. When you add those three numbers together, 227, and 17, and 68, so you'll come to the value 312. 312 is 12 times 26, 12 times Hashem's name. 26 that we've already seen many, many times, that 26 is the value of Hashem's essential name, Havaya. And 12, the significance here of 12 is that the four letters that compose the name, Yudke Vavke, have 12 different permutations to them. If you would have a word constructed of four letters, that all the four letters are different, then there would be 24 permutations, because the way that you calculate permutations is called the factorial of the number in mathematics. So if you have four different letters, the number of permutations is 4 factorial, which is 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 equals 24. But if two of those four letters are identical, like in the case of Hashem's essential name Yud Kei Vav Kei, that there are two Hays, so you have to divide 24 by 2, and 24 divided by 2 is 12, meaning that there are 12 different permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're talking Kabbalah that each one of those permutations corresponds to the divine power by which Hashem creates one of the 12 months of the years of the year, which is also the divine power inherent in one of the souls of the 12 tribes of Israel. Meaning that that the full value of these three positive words, blessing, life, and good, is 12 times Hashem's name. But amazingly, that very identical number of 312, which is 12 times 26, is exactly the value of Ein Yaakov, the eye of Jacob. So once more, what is the phrase? What does Moses say at the end of the Torah? He says, Betach Badad Ein Yaakov, sure alone is the eye of Jacob. Now the value of the eye of Jacob, the word eye is 130 and Jacob is 182. Each one is a multiple of 26. 130 eye is 5 times 26 and Yaakov 182 is 7 times 26. Together it's 12 times 26, which is exactly the full value of the three words that are encapsulated in the word betach, which is the beginning of the phrase. That Betach is Bracha, Tov and Chaim. So what does it mean? It means that the eye of Jacob, which is the focus of our sight, should be only on the blessing and the good and the life which is inherent in reality, which is actually the divinity which is inherent in reality. And then we ourselves are sure in our way of life. We receive total trust and confidence in God, and God gives us also the inner sense of being able to be confident in ourselves, in our path, in pursuing our our mission in life, and those purposes that we ourselves define for ourselves, our goals in life. So again, that's what's implied by the phrase Betach, Badad, and Yaakov, meaning actually that all of our eyes, all of the sight of our eyes, are all concentrated in the right eye. Because as we explained in Parashat Re'eh several weeks ago, when we talked about the two mountains to the right and to the left, so the right eye is the Har Gerizim, which is the Mount of the Blessing. The left eye is the Har Ival, which is the opposite. And we explained that the left is meant to be incorporated and included within the right. So here also we have to understand in the same way that even though we're concentrating only on the blessing and the good and the and life, but the inner purpose of God's creating in the first place the opposite of these three is in order to reinforce them. Something has to first be cut away. That's called separation. That evil which cannot be incorporated in the good. Before even the cutting away of the evil which cannot be incorporated in the good, we ourselves have to enter into a state of existential submission to Hashem, the first stage of our divine service always. But the ultimate is sweetening. Sweetening means the ability to incorporate the left in the right, to the ultimate possibility of that. So, once more, we have all three, all incorporated in, all three pairs actually, all incorporated in the three positive sides of the pair, which is the Betach, the blessing and the good and the life. So now we come to the question that we see that even though the Torah brings all of these three pairs, the final word is, and you shall choose life. Meaning the choosing, which is the ultimate power of our sight, of focusing only on the positive in reality. Obviously, to focus on the positive, the very simplest meaning that we didn't say, but that should have been clear, means that we have to always be optimistic in our lives. Always think and intend towards blessing. There is always inherent blessing in everything. We just have to look for it. The harder that you look, you penetrate the outer shell. It says that the negative sides of these pairs are also a shell around the inner core. So around the blessing, there's curse. You have to penetrate, you have to break through the curse, and then you reach the blessing. It's all with the power. It says that there's an active power of eyesight, that the power of the eye is to break through shells and to penetrate and to see the inner core and essence of reality. So we break through the shell of the curse and see the blessing, break through the shell of the evil and see the good, break through the shell of death and see the life, the inherent life. This is in itself one of the deepest teachings in Kabbalah and Chassidut, not to think of these pairs of energies, this polarity of good versus evil, as two different things on two different sides of the universe. But in every single point of reality, there exists a shell that has to be penetrated. And when the shell is penetrated, then you reach in that very same point of reality. You reach the Betach, the security of the blessing and the good in the life. And that's why it says about a tzaddik that a tzaddik, just like the eye of Jacob, equals 12 times Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. When Hashem's name Yudke Vavke is calculated in what's called small numbering, that numbers are reduced to the nine numbers from 1 to 9, then the Yud, which is 10 of Yudke Vavke, reduces to 1. And the Hey remains 5, and the Vav remains 6, and the Hey remains 5. So instead of 26, it equals 27, it equals 17. 17 is the value of the word good, tov. When that's multiplied by 12, so 12 times good equals tzaddik. That's why there's a verse in the Torah that reads, Imu tzaddik ki tov. Say to the tzaddik, for he is good. He is the consummation of good. The tzaddik of the Torah is usually identified with Joseph, Yosef. Also, he was 17 years old when the critical moment of his life, that he had to stand the trial of being sold, and then and the trial with the wife of Potiphar, that he proved himself to be a consummate tzaddik, to be constantly good, because he was always able to penetrate through the apparent evil and negativity of reality and touch and contact the positive side of reality. It's once more. So now what remains to be understood is, why does it all come down to choosing life? It doesn't say choose good or choose blessing. It says choose life at the very end. So the understanding in Kabbalah is that these three positive energies correspond to the three powers of the mind. That life is the property of wisdom. That there are several verses in the Torah that identify wisdom with life. The Torah comes from wisdom. The Torah is the Torah of life. It says, HaChokhmat HaChayel, wisdom gives life to everything that it comes in contact with. Blessing means prosperity. Blessing is usually identified in the Torah with physical prosperity, with wealth, with everything that prosperity implies. That comes from Bina, from the second of the three mental faculties of the soul. Goodness, to be good, is identified with Da'at, with the third. There's even an explicit verse for this that reads, Gam b'lo Da'at nefesh lo tov. If you don't have Da'at, if you don't have knowledge and consciousness, your soul is not good. Clearly linking and identifying goodness with that. So once more, Chokhmah, wisdom, is identified primarily with life, and Binah, understanding with blessing, and Da'at with goodness. And each one has its other pair, the opposite, which is meant to become, to be included within the positive. So why does it not all boil down to life? Because the first, in the order of the mental powers, the first one is wisdom. And wisdom also is identified with the very power of sight itself. This all has to do with seeing, ra'eh, see. So of all of the three, that one sees in the depth of the inner eye of his soul is seeing life. Now there's even a phrase in the Ecclesiastics that says see life. It's a see life with the woman that you have chosen to marry. With that good woman, that it says that without, if a person is not married, he doesn't have good. That's a relation between good and life. But there's a phrase, an expressive phrase that says see life. But I would think at first sight, quote unquote, that it's easier to see blessing, because we said that blessing is like physical prosperity. That's something that's easier to envision, prosperity. Even goodness, say a good person, he has a good face, a good heart, he projects goodness. That also seems to be easier to see. Life is something that, how can you see life? But the truth is that the depth of reality, looking at the world as Hashem has created the world, the essential object and focus of sight is to see that reality is alive. That even an inanimate object like a stone is full of life. It's alive, it has a soul. This is the beginning of the second part of the classic of Hasidic, which is Tanya, that he quotes from the Ari, the greatest of the Mekubalim, the holy Arizal, that every part, every element, every elementary particle of the world is alive. And the fact that it's alive means that there's a spark of divinity in everything. And the ability to see that's the deepest insight of the soul. The inner eye of the soul is the insight. And the insight is the ability to see life. And as we said before, if you see something, then God gives you the power to choose it and to actualize it. And that's why the culmination of this whole of this whole beautiful picture of all of the positive, of the betach, the blessing and the life and the good, it all comes down to, and you shall choose life. Uvacharta b'chayim.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the InterDimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means, open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. Or email us at inner@inner.org.